This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for February 22nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Matthew chapter 14, verse 18. It says there, "Bring them here to me," Jesus said. You see, the disciples did not have it all. However, they did have what Jesus needed. After a busy day, Jesus withdrew privately by boat to a solitary place. When people heard about this, the crowds followed him from the towns. You see, people wanted to be with Jesus and hear from him. When Jesus saw a large crowd, he felt compassion on them and taught them and also healed their sick people. Evening came and the disciples said to Jesus, they were in a remote area, and requested him to send away crowds so that they can go to the near villages and buy food and eat. Jesus said they do not need to go away. He also said they should give them food. They said, "We have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Then Jesus said this Bible insight today, "Bring them to me." Jesus directed the people to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. After breaking the breads, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. The disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces that were left over. So the number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. So if you add women and children, the number of people ate could even be 10,000. My dearly beloved, our today's Bible insight, Jesus says, "Bring them here to me." It is not the quantity or even the quality that is important in God's kingdom. What is important is the willingness to be used by God. God gave many things in our hands to fulfill His purpose. Most of all, He gave His spiritual gifts when you accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord. You see, Jesus did hundreds of miracles, and you can read about all those miracles in 4 Gospels in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Bible also says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4, there are different kinds of gifts, but same Spirit distributes them. Although there were different kinds of spiritual gifts, the source is the same. It is the same Holy Spirit of God who distributes them. The verse 11 says, all these are the work of the same Holy Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. You see, you and me have many things God given in our hand. Most of all, God gave us the Holy Spirit in us, and He gave us the spiritual gifts in us. And the Holy Spirit distributes various gifts to each one. It means there is no Christian who does not have at least one spiritual gift. You may have more than one, or at least one you have. Holy Spirit determines who get what spiritual gift. We do not have a say in that. Now, whatever your spiritual gift is, you bring to Jesus in prayer and for His blessings. He will do beautiful works with your allotted measure of the gift. You may not have the gifts of the one next to you. However, the Holy Spirit gave you at least one gift to you for the common good. Do not think your spiritual gift is not a necessary item. God and the people around you need what you have. Your gift is your measure of usefulness in the kingdom of God. Bible gives a list of spiritual gifts in Romans 12, 6 to 8. It says, prophesying in accordance with your faith, serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leading, administration, and showing mercy. Now, what is the gift God gave you from the above short list? Did God give you a serving gift? Do you know it is a gift of the Holy Spirit? Can you encourage others in their faith? Do you know it is a gift of the Holy Spirit? Can you lead and administer? Can you show mercy to others? Can you teach? Can you give to others? Figure out what God gave you. This is the starting point. Then bring to the Lord Jesus in prayer and seek His blessing in doing it. He will satisfy many people with your unique gift. You see, you do not have it all. However, you have what is needed. You and your gift are vital in God's kingdom. It is the oxygen running inside your church and in your community that energizes people. I do not have more words to emphasize the importance of it. Please do not hide it. Do not think less of it. Do not think too high about it either to become prideful. Romans 12:3 says this, according to the gift and faith distributed to you, you do your work. Remember to make it easily accessible to people around you. They may get it anytime they want, the spiritual gifts that the Lord gave you. You see, you can sit in a corner of in the church and doing nothing and go home and experience death inside of you. Or you can give to others and you can share your gift with other people. You can serve others, you can teach others, you can help others, and then go home and experience abundant, vibrating, and full life. You got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Our Father in heaven, thank you that you're talking to me today. Lord, I know that you gave me a spiritual gift inside me. And I seek your blessings on my gift. I want to use my spiritual gift for your plans and purposes. Help me, Lord. I surrender my life to you. Bless my spiritual gift and use it so that it may be a blessing in my church, around the community, and around the whole world. I surrender my life to you because you loved me and you died for my sins. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for me. Thank you for saving me. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.